Hi, amigues. It's live on KEXP. I'm your host, Albina Cabrera. You can find us at 90.3 FM Seattle, where the music matters, donde la música importa, and streaming worldwide at KEXP.org and on our free mobile apps. These live performances are made possible by donations from people like you. So thank you so much for your support and welcome to another session from our live room here in Seattle. And I cannot be more excited to have one of my favorite artists from Argentina, my country, the singer, musician, and composer, Barbie Recanati, joining us today. Barbie, bienvenida a KEXP a Seattle. How are you?
Hola, Albi. ¿Cómo estás? I'm doing very fine. We are all doing very fine here in Seattle.
It's so great to have you here in Seattle and the rest of the band. Welcome, chiques. La verdad, muy emocionada. Ubicación en Tiempo Real is the name of the first Barbie Recanati album as a solo artist, one of our favorite albums of 2020. And Barbie is here to share a couple of songs for all of you. So if you're ready, Barbie, take it away.
We are ready, yeah.
Barbie Recanati, live on KEXP. We'll be right back. Barbie Recanati live on KEXP. This is incredible. We just heard Que No, part of her latest album, Ubicación en Tiempo Real. And they are from Argentina, and I'm really, really excited to have one of my favorite artists here. And you're listening to KEXP 90.3 FM Seattle. Roll, Barbie Recanati live on KEXP.
Gracias, Sabina.
De nada.
para arte. ¿Me agité?
Sí, está re bueno. Un buen agité. Esto, señoras y señores, Barrio Recanati live on KEXP, and we just heard Para Darte.
Para Darte. Y esto es Frágil. Muchas gracias por la invitación.
Por favor.
Thank you very much.
Más. Estamos muy emocionados por esto. Gracias. Felicitaciones, Barry Reganati live on KXP. This is incredible. Ami is from songs from her album Ubicación en Tiempo Real, an album that came out exactly today when the lockdown started in our country, right? In Argentina and the rest of the world. It was like March 2020. Actually, we were stuck in Mexico together. And it's been a bit, but I would like to ask you, like, how did you make the concept of Ubicación en Tiempo Real? And how were these 2 years in Barbie Recanati's musical life, right? Like, since you released that album?
Ubicación en Tiempo Real fue un disco de verano, summer mm-hmm. album. Mm-hmm. We did it in the summer, in the 2020 summer.
Uh-huh.
Nunca pensamos que... We thought it was going to be an album for a few people because it's a very alternative album. But it went out the day that in Argentina started the lockdown. Uh-huh. El mismo día que empezó el encierro sí. en Argentina. So, nobody else had another album. No habían muchos más discos. A lot of people felt very happy with the album. And we end up having a Grammy nomination and uh-huh. A Carlos Gardel Prize in Argentina. Uh-huh. And... It was a very big surprise, una sorpresa enorme fue para nosotros la evolución del disco.
It's one of our favorite albums of 2020 here on KXP and en Sonido, so congratulations. Gracias a todos, sé que acaban de terminar la sesión, estamos como todos así, con una agitación total.
Tenía que ser al principio las preguntas.
Sí, 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 total. So, and we just announced that an important project, KXP Live from Argentina, and I'd like to take advantage of the fact that you're here, Barbie, to ask you, like, where your music comes from. We're both, bueno, we are all from Argentina, and I would like to know to take advantage of this opportunity to explain a little bit and describe a little bit how is our music and our music scene, specifically the music scene where we can find artists, por ejemplo, who are part of your own label, Goza Records.
To me, music is political, and it's es una forma de ir contra todo lo que queremos ir. If we don't use music to go against the things we want to complain, to me it's like a music I don't care of. And in Argentina, I think we have the best scene in the world, the feminist scene. La escena feminista en Argentina para mí es la mejor del mundo. Mm-hmm. So we live in a country where we have a hundred of hardcore, punk, metal, folklore, chamamé, tango, women musicians. And they're actually doing history. So I'm very proud and glad of being part of that scene. And actually, I don't know, Lux, she has her own project. Marilina has her own project. She's Twice Rolling Stone cover magazine. And we are the only three women in the band, and we have our own projects doing great, and we are very happy. Like, I'm like alternative, Maru is super mainstream, Lux is super experimental, and there's place for a lot of women, lesbians, trans, non-binary in Argentina, and I'm very proud of that.
Goza Records is the name of her label, if you want to check it out. And it's incredible, the music scene, and we are really happy because we are going to be in Argentina soon. So that's, it's great. And and I want to build a bridge between the Pacific Northwest and your music, Barbie, because in your songs we can hear garage rock, punk, indie rock, and I would like to ask you, like, what music did you grow up with? Because I can hear a huge influence of the Pacific Northwest rock scene there.
I grew up being a big fan of CBGB's scene and Detroit scene, and a little bit of British scene. Uh-huh. So I'm a very big Sipasha in music terms, but. Most of the music I like right now and I'm most influenced by that music. La música que más me influencia en este momento más que la de antes es la de mis colegas, my mm-hmm. colleagues. And the outside, when you feel like you have nothing to say and nobody wants to hear anything you want to say, I don't feel like making music. So mm-hmm. My biggest influence is it's actually punk music. I'm a big fan of Patti Smith because of her words more than her sound. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Iggy Pop too. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Nick Cave too. I'm a lot of Sipasha's influence.
Sí, sí, I know. And estuvimos hablando también de un libro donde hablábamos del movimiento Riot Girl that started here in Olympia, in the Pacific Northwest. Claro, exacto. Y también de, no sé, influencias de Bikini Kill. Y las traigo aquí simplemente porque encuentro esa relación entre el aspecto político, digo, de un proyecto musical.
Sí, sin dudas. Por eso creo que lo más importante de la música es el aspecto político. Mm-hmm. The Riot Girl movement, to me, it's a big influence in everything I do because I remember how many bands came out from there then, but now mm-hmm. it's what's the most important thing. Lo más importante que está pasando ahora es mm-hmm. por lo que pasó hace 20 años, 30 años, 30, ah. Caitlin Hannah, I love her. She's also a great influence. And also the big part of Caitlin Hannah are the words. And they keep changing. They keep changing. Mm-hmm. What happened later on with Letrier and the things she used to say, no? That mm-hmm. she says, well, up to the front now, it doesn't work anymore. I like that. Como va cambiando, como
claro,
está
sí,
todo
totalmente.
El tiempo proyectando un mensaje acorde al contexto y lo que tiene ganas de revelar. I like rebel music.
Barbie Recanati here on KEXP. Barbie is not only a great artist from Argentina, and the head of Goza Records, but she also has a podcast called Muestras del Rock that became a book that has been published in Argentina and Spain.
And Mexico.
Yes. And Mexico. Great. And could you tell us a little bit what this project is about?
Muestras del Rock, it's a book about the music I always heard, like la historia del rock, the rock mm-hmm. history, from my side, desde mi punto de vista. And it started with Mammy Smith, the first person in record a blues song, la primera persona en grabar un blues. And it finished with actually the Riot Girl movement in the 90s, because then we have internet. And that's it. But es mi forma de mostrar la historia del rock que yo consumí a través de mujeres lesbianas, travestis, trans, no binarias. Not only the musicians that I didn't know of and I knew too late. It's also the musicians that if they weren't there in the history, we wouldn't be able to listen to the music we listen now in radio and in everywhere, from the Beatles doing Carole King cover versions, to I don't know, Coldplay using synth music made by Wendy Carlos. So they were not only important, they were the most important part of rock history, and they are not in the bedrooms or in the t-shirts or in the magazine. No están en las remeras, en las revistas. So that's Muestras del Rock.
Thank you so much, Barbie, for being here with us. It's a pleasure, it's an honor to have you here in Seattle. So welcome to the Pacific Northwest and to KEXP. Do you have any plans, like in the near future, maybe an album or not? I don't want to pressure you.
No, I'm about to start to make a new album. But yeah, I like the no pressure, me gusta las no presiones. I want to thank KXP, and I want to thank very much to my country, Argentina, that helped me get here.
Gracias. Muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much, Barbie, for stopping by here at KXP for this time with all of us. Thank you so much, the video and the audio team. I think that we did our best with this Spanglish thing. We were really nervous about that, but hopefully the listeners... I think that the listener really enjoyed this. And you can watch the session in both languages then, like after, in our YouTube channel. And thank you for listening and watching this session. Thank you so much. To find more sessions, please subscribe to the KXP YouTube channel. These sessions are made possible by donor support. So please go to kxp.org/live and make a gift. Any amount makes a difference. And thank you again so much. Nos vemos pronto. Esto fue Barbie Recanati live on KXP. Ciao.